Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. To God be the glory. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
Heavenly Father, on this first day of September, we come before you in gratitude and humility. We thank you for the gift of life and the opportunities it brings. May this month be filled with blessings, guidance, and protection. Grant us strength to face challenges, wisdom to make the right decisions as we begin this day. May your light shine upon us and lead us on the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
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 chamber. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship his name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him. And they rest not day and night, but stay holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Father God, a new week, new blessings. Let's all thank God for another day. Each week is a new opportunity to better ourselves and trust God with anything we are struggling with. He will make a way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own evangelist, Hilda, will be here to bring our message this evening at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes we don't treat everybody like you want to be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burden. Can't find a friend, can't stop your heart. The searching deep within, where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem,
the hem
of his garment. All you need is a little faith to receive the saving grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment,
of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Story about a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to
garment. All you need is a little faith to receive His saving grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of His garment. Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My. All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of His garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of His garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of His garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold on.
Hold on to the hem of His garment.
Strong and mighty He will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of His garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of His garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of His garment.
And I know He will see it through.
Hold on of His garment.
You see, He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, He is.
Hold on to the hem of His garment.
Whoa, oh,
hold on to the hem of His garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise be to God. Put God in His rightful place. Exodus 20 and 3 and the CSB says, excuse me, do not have other gods besides me. As you think about the nature of your relationship with God, remember this. You will always have some type of relationship with Him. It is inevitable that your life must be lived in relationship to God. Amen. To God. The question is not if you have a relationship with Him. The burning question is whether that relationship will be one that seeks to honor Him or not. Are you willing to place God first in your life? And are you willing to welcome Him into your heart? Unless you can honestly answer these questions with a resounding yes, then your relationship with God isn't what it could be or should be. Thankfully, God is always available. He's always ready to forgive. And He's waiting to hear from you. Now, the rest, of course, is up to you. If God has the power to create and sustain the universe, He is more than able to sustain your marriage and your ministry, your faith and your finances, your hope and your health. Love has its source in God. For love is the very essence of his being. It is when we come to the Lord in our nothingness, our powerless, and our helplessness, that he then enables us to love in a way which without him would be absolutely impossible. When I have learned to love God better than my earthly dearest, I shall love my earthly dearest better than I do now. When first things are put first, second things are not suppressed by increase. Here's a thought. You must guard your heart by putting God in his rightful place, first place. In Philippians 1 and 9, in the CSB Bible says, and I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, so that you can determine what really matters and can be pure and blameless in the day of Christ. Amen. In Luke 9:23-24, in the New King James Version says, he said to them all, if anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever desire to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Amen. Praise be to God. Hebrews 12:1-2 in the CSB. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. Amen. I hope and pray that this message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, your love is eternal and your laws are everlasting. When we obey your commandments, we are blessed. Today, we invite you to reign over every corner of our heart. We will have faith in you. Father, we will sense your presence. We will accept your love. We will trust your will. And we will praise you for the Savior of our life. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus,
said I'm on my way and I won't said I'm on my way out. Ooh, said I'm on my way out. I gotta keep on, y'all. Well, I'm moving
Heavenly Father, thank you, God. It's Friday. You woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely to another weekend. Our family is healthy. Our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for help healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadows of your wings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Listen to Him. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1 says, draw near to listen. Think about your interaction with someone you truly love. If you do all the talking, it isn't really a relationship, is it? True communication is a two-way street. You express yourself and then you listen to the other person. He or she discloses something to you. You process what you hear and you respond accordingly. This is the process through which decisions are reached. Consensus is built. Consensus is built. Agreements are forged. Problems are solved. Secrets are divulged. Dreams are shared. Vulnerabilities are revealed. Information is exchanged. Attitudes are influenced. Encouragement is offered. And advice is given and received. A sense of intimacy develops through it all. However, if you spend all your time telling the Lord about your problems, hopes, needs, feelings, desires, and doubts, you are missing out on hearing His wisdom, His dreams for your life, His provision for you, and His work in the world. Even worse, you will miss out on hearing about how God feels about you. Friend, don't make that mistake. You have the privilege of having a relationship with the sovereign of all creation. Show Him how much you love Him by taking time to listen to all He wants to tell you. You'll be glad you did. Pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, we draw near to listen to you. Thank you for loving and leading us. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own evangelist, Hilda, will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Speaks of wisdom. You said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? praises. Have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love. Is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have.
You deserve my gratitude. You stay steady when all else around me crumbles and falls. Thank you for your power and strength. Thank you for being my rock, the God of my salvation. Thank you for Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for my sins. Thank you for not only saving me for eternity, but also for offering me salvation while on this earth. Accept my humble words and heartfelt prayer as I bow before you to thank you for all you have done for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Lord, is I,
by faith,
Somebody to cry out for God in this room. I want to hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise.
Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we're going to get on it right into our message for tonight. I will play another selection. After the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
Sacrifice. overflow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul is yours.
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke. That's the book of Luke in the middle of your Bible, a little more than the middle, and go to chapter 15. That's Luke chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Amen. Praise be to God for this first day of September. And this chapter talks about Jesus tells the parables of the lost sheep. And I am reading from the New Living Translation, whatever Bible that you are comfortable with, that's the one you should be reading. Amen. Let's begin. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in the heavens over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. You know, it may seem foolish for the shepherd to lead 99 sheep to go search for just one. But the shepherd knew that the 99 would be safe in the sheepfold, whereas the lost sheep was in danger, because each sheep was of high value. The shepherd knew that it was worthwhile to search diligently for the lost one. God's love for the individual is so great that he seeks out each one and rejoices when he or she is found. Jesus associated with sinners because he wanted to bring the lost sheep. People consider beyond hope. The good news of God's kingdom before you were a believer. God sought you, and he is still seeking those who are yet lost. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that you will open our eyes and help us to see more completely the evidence of your grace to us. Help us to recognize that every day is a gift from you. Help us to accept this hour of worship as a divine appointment. Give us the faith we need to experience the living presence of the Christ in this service. As we come now to bring our tithes and offerings, help us to place them in the hands of him who gave himself for us on a cross. In his precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. The New Testament clearly teaches that God so loved a lost and needy world that he gave his son to die on a cross that the world might be saved in John 3:16. On every page of the gospel, we see that Jesus Christ was concerned about the lostness of people. He wanted to rescue and restore them to the Father. And the lostness of people was such a pressing burden on the Apostle Paul's heart that it caused him to become a spiritual workaholic in Romans 10:1. For God, as he sought to evangelize the world. Why is it that modern day Christians have no sense of urgency to help save lost people from the fate that follows a life of no faith in Jesus Christ? Is it possible that we have let the devil blind our minds as he has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the way to become children of God? 2 Corinthians 4:4. Surely If Satan can blind our minds to the lostness of people, we will not urgently press on them the claims of Christ or point out to them their need to trust him as Savior. Amen? So let's consider some of the losses, lost persons experience because they are apart from God and living in unbelief. Praise God, praise God. My text for this evening is coming from Luke chapter 19, verse 10 in the RSV. And it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And my title for this message is The Lostness of the Lost Man. Amen. Tonight my message is divided into six paragraphs. Amen. Number one, lost persons lose the very life of God. When we become believers, we receive in the miracle of the new birth the very life of God. We receive eternal life, which is more qualitative than quantity. Jesus said in John 10 and 28 in the RSV Bible, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." Amen. Praise be to God. No one shall snatch us out of God's hands. Number two, the lost persons lose the nature of God. Okay, so that's 1 John. Okay, if you have your Bibles, then turn with me to 2 Peter. Amen. That's 1 John. 2 Peter. I think Peter comes before John. Yes. 2 Peter, 1 Peter, come on. The devil is a liar. Not tonight. You're not going to hinder my work tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And before we read it, the lost person lose the nature of God. The miracle of the new birth brings with it the very nature and character of God in embryonic form. In other words, an embryonic form. Through faith, we become partakers of the divine nature. And now we'll read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, and it says, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desire. Amen? So the power to lead a godly life comes from God, because we don't have the resources to truly be God. God allows us to share his divine nature in order to keep us from sin and help us live for him. When we are born again, God by his Spirit empowers us with his own goodness. Amen? Praise God. Now, turn with me to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. 1 John, John is after Peter. 1 John chapter 3, 2. Chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Yes. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And this is, God is love, living as children of God. And it says, See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they do not know him. Verse 2. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. Praise be to God. So Christian life is a process of becoming more and more like Christ. This process will not be complete until we see Christ face to face. But knowing that it is our ultimate destiny should motivate us to purify ourselves. To keep pure means to keep morally straight, free from the corruption of sin. God also purifies us, but there is action, there is action we must take to remain morally fit. Amen? Praise God. Those who reject Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord lose the privilege of receiving God's nature. Praise God. Paragraph 3. Lost persons lose the presence of God. We talked about the life of God. We talked about the nature of God. And now we're talking about the presence of God. The disciples were greatly strengthened and blessed by the presence of Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. He encouraged them with the promise of his abiding presence as they carry out the Great Commission in Mark 28:20. Not Mark, Matthew, excuse me. So turn with me to Matthew's 28. Okay. Matthew's, here we go. Matthew's 28. And it says, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen? So how is Jesus with us? Well, Jesus was with the disciples physically until he ascended into heaven, and then spiritually through the Holy Spirit in Acts 1 and 4. The Holy Spirit would be Jesus' presence that would never leave them. In John 14 and 26, Jesus continues to be with us today through his Spirit. The Old Testament prophecies and genealogies in the book of Matthew present Jesus' credentials for being king of the world, not a military or political leader, as the disciples had originally hoped, but a spiritual king who can overcome all evil and rule in the heart of every person. If we refuse to serve the king faithfully, we are disloyal subjects, fit only to be banished from the kingdom. We must make Jesus king of our life and worship him as our Savior and King. Amen? Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. He accomplished this by sending his Holy Spirit to live within believers. Now turn with me to John 14, and we're going to read 16 through 18. John, that's the Gospel of John. John 16. 14. No, John 14, excuse me. John 14, that's verses 16 through 18. And it says, verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. That's the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. To God be the glory for the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. The guidance of God. We spoke about the life of God, the nature of God, the presence of God, and now we're going to talk about the guidance of God. Isaiah, the lost person, lose the guidance of God. Isaiah described unbelievers as sheep who have gone astray, having turned to their own way. In Isaiah 53:6, he urged them to seek God while he may be found, and to return to him so that they might obtain pardon and mercy. That's Isaiah 55:6-7. The psalmist, speaking from experience and out of a heart of great faith, said of God's guidance, "He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." God is pictured as a shepherd who leads his sheep along the path of life that lead to abundant living in the here and now. Through the Holy Spirit, God wants to guide us and give us direction throughout life. Amen. And number 5, lost person lose the comfort of God. Amen. Sooner or later, we all experience the pain of separation from those near and dear to us through death. Only those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior can claim and be comforted by the precious promises of God found throughout the Bible. Paul said that Christians don't grieve as those who have no hope. Those who have either rejected Christ or neglected to trust him. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. And number six, lost person lose the privilege of going to the Father's home at the end of life. So now we're talking about the Father's home at the end of life. Heaven is being prepared for those who receive and believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Turn with me to John 14. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Amen. John 14, verses 1 through 6. And it says, Jesus is the way to the future. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. And trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Amen. Praise God. That's 1-6. No one can come to the Father except through him. Praise God. It is not the will of the Father God that any should perish, but that all should repent and receive the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. Okay, 2 Peter. He was just there. James, Peter, 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. Amen. Okay, and it says, 8 through 9. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. And 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Amen. He doesn't want to destroy any of us. He wants everyone to repent. You see, God may have seemed slow to these believers as they face persecution every day and long to be delivered. But God is not slow. He just is not on our timetable, Psalms 90 and 4. Jesus is waiting so that more sinners will repent and turn to him. We must not sit and wait for Christ to return, but we should realize that time is short and we have important work to do. Be ready to meet Christ anytime, even today. Yet plan your course of service as though he may not return for many years. Praise be to God. The lost unbeliever experience in this life are too numerous to list. And those who shut out Jesus Christ from their lives rob themselves of eternal life. Jesus Christ loved you so much that he went to the cross and died there for you. He was so powerful that he conquered death and the grave. He is so gracious that he offers you forgiveness that is full and free forever. You see, praise God. Here we go. Come on. Okay. So the parable of the lost sheep is very applicable to the great work of man's redemption. The lost sheep represents the sinners as departed from God and exposed to certain ruin if not brought back to him. Yet not desirous to return. Christ is earnest in bringing sinners home. In the parable of the lost piece of silver, that which is lost is one piece of small value compared with the rest. Yet the woman seeks diligently till she finds it. This represents the various means and methods God makes use of to bring souls home to himself, and the Savior's joy on their return to him. How careful then should we be at our repentance is unto salvation. Praise be to God. And my conclusion is this. Praise the Lord. Today is the day you should return from a life without faith and ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and receive you into God's family. You have already lost so much. Don't take a chance on losing eternal life. Jesus is waiting for you today. Come to him now. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise be to God. And my benediction for this word tonight is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon each and every one of you. And God bless all of our listeners on Block Talk Radio, those on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We love you and appreciate every time you tune in to our prayer line. Have a wonderful and safe holiday, and we will meet back again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Moore will come with our basic theology. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, pray with you, and pray beside you. Amen? So have a safe and wonderful holiday. God bless you. We love you. And shalom. And we will leave out on all belongs to you. Praise God. Good night, everybody. We love you.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.